This week on One Crazy Story, my friend Matt Connolly goes to Warped Tour.
She was with this guy that, like, she threatened a date or whatever, and I was just like,
just give him the finger.
Yeah, right. You know, out of all these people in the crowd that I could see, like I make like eye contact with my ex-girlfriend. Like,
so this is Warped Tour back in 1996.
Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can't, who was headlining? Do you remember?
Pennywise and Blink-182 was there.
Okay.
Nobody knew who they were. It was weird.
That'd be a good year to go.
But Ice-T was actually headlining the whole thing. His Murder Cops tour or whatever, because he likes to murder cops. So that's
right. Yeah. Ice-T, he's notorious for that. And now he plays one on TV.
Oh, yeah.
God.
He's amazing. His wife has some humongous boobs.
He's doing okay.
What's her name? Like Juicy or something like that? I don't remember.
Juicy, is it Juicy? Juicy T?
Is it?
Mrs. Juicy T. Mrs. T?
Mrs. Juicy T.
Mrs. T. Mrs. Juicy T. Hey, Miss Juicy T.
Because he's Ice-T, so she'd be Juicy T.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Miss T.
So, anyways, my friends and I, we started, you know, instant enough, as 18-year-olds, we were going to the show, and, you know, we grabbed, like, a case of beer from some dude that bought it for us at, like, 7-Eleven. It was weird.
Do the whole, hey, mister.
Yeah.
I never did that.
Really?
In my life, no. I never built up the courage to do that. I always, luckily, always had a cousin or somebody to help me out, but I never did do that random hey mister.
It's all about finding the guy with like the Budweiser t-shirt on, like haggard, like
just you can smell the cigarette smoke from here.
He pulls up smoking a cigarette and he's just like, you know what, your girlfriend's hot, so
he's got a ratty truck, it's all rusted out. I know exactly who you're talking about.
And like after he buys you the case of beer, he asks you if you want your girlfriend to go for a ride with him.
But he's kidding, but he's kind of serious.
Right, but
he's like, I just wanted to put it out there and see what you would say and how you'd react. And then as soon as you got creeped out, he's like, oh, shit, I better get out of here. Here's your beer.
You must have known some other haggard Budweiser guys, but...
Oh, yeah, from my grocery store days, I used to ring them up. I used to sell it to them.
You just had to wait for, like, the total fucking burnout. And then, and then when he pulled up, he'd be like, hey... Can you give me a case of beer? We'll give you $5.
Right.
So the burnout would proceed to give you the fucking case of beer. You'd pay him the $5.
Okay.
Creepy shit aside, I mean, you know, he checked out your girlfriend, so that's that's most of the reason he bought you the case of beer in the first place.
Yeah, but, I'm not doing it for the $5, man. Your girlfriend's just pretty cute.
Yeah. Yeah. But, do you guys need to ride anywhere after this, or hey, is it?
Are you guys going to Warped Tour by chance?
Yeah, because I was gonna go down there myself.
Yeah, actually, I was on my way there right now. As a matter of fact.
So yeah, so it was my friend Sean. We called him Crack Baby. That was his nickname.
I like that.
Yeah, we actually he's one of those kids that he has a lot of nicknames. It's like Crack Baby B. Those are his nicknames.
I like Crack Baby the best, personally.
So he was a tall, skinny kid. Photographic memory. We used to get so pissed at him because he would skip school like all year long and then just pass every test.
Okay.
We were like, how long did you study for that? He's like, I didn't. I just I cracked open the book and I got an A. What do you know?
Oh.
So yeah,
must be nice, huh?
No, but he literally helped me get money for weed every day. So when we were kids, it was awesome.
Okay, good guy then.
And then my friend Mitch, he taught me how to fish. It was great.
Mitch taught you how to fish.
Yeah, he did. So we went fishing off this pier one night, and we were all hammered. And I caught this fish, and I pulled the fish out of the fucking pond, and I was like, "Well, what do I do with it now?" And Mitch was like, "Well, I got this." He grabs the line, and he puts the fish right on the deck, dude. He steps on the fish and he fucking rips the hook right out of this mouth.
Oh, man.
And then he punts it back into the lake.
That's not how this is supposed to be done.
Yeah, he made an impression on me that night. Like, you wouldn't believe it.
So it's catch and release, not catch and slaughter.
No. It was like catch, stomp, punt. That was how it went, yeah.
And that's how he got his first girlfriend.
Yeah, right. And then now, so Sean's future wife, Rachel, mm-hmm. Came with us that night. She was just his girlfriend that night. And he actually went to Grand Valley, I think.
Okay.
And we all went up there one weekend, and he had a house and shit with, like, you know, a bunch of other people. And she was there, and one of his roommates was hitting on her that night, and he knew that was Sean's girl. And I looked at him, I was like, dude.
So they were actually together when this happened, and this guy was hitting on his girlfriend, essentially, or he was like, I'm interested.
Well, no, she was still trying to, like, play hard to get or whatever. Okay.
All right, I understand. That's
what's going on. And so I stepped in. I was like, you know what? Fuck off. I'll fucking stab you in the face with a pen. And, like, not meaning any of that.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he would have reacted to that. Like, if he would have been like, you know what? Go ahead and stab me in the face, because I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah, you know what? Just do it. Make sure it's ballpoint, please. Right. Less painful.
It's my favorite. It's easier to take through the cheek.
Yeah, none of those fountain pens are a booch.
So anyways, it was us three. It was me, Mitch, Sean, and Rachel. And we went down in what we called Barney, because she had a big station wagon. Mm-hmm. It was a big purple station wagon. And we went down to Pontiac to the Warped Tour in Barney. And we got there, and it was awesome. And we were all underage, but we were hammered. We were just drinking beer the whole time. And because they, you know what they would do back then? They would just put, like, an X on your hand. So all you have to do is, like, find the nearest water fountain and wash the X off, and...
Yeah, golden. I've done that move before.
Yeah.
Never, hey, mister, but man, if I scrub some hands.
So you don't have to do that. The whole show went, and Pennywise came on, and Mitch and I were sitting at the edge of the stage the whole time, and we were like, dude, do it. We're talking about, like, just running, like, through the fucking security, throwing our hands up and, like, trying to get on stage. So. Do you know the song Brohim?
Yes.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so Brohim came on, and I looked Jim right in the eyes, and I was like, I'm doing it. And he looked at me, he was like, yup. So I fucking dodged. I dodged security. I got behind the gate.
What?
Yeah, I threw my hand up.
That's awesome.
And he grabbed my hand up, dude, and he pulled me up on stage. And I got to sing Brohim with those guys. And then they did a couple more songs after that.
They actually gave you a mic, too, and everything?
Well, I sung with Jim.
Okay.
Yeah. I call him Jim, but, you know, lead singer at Pennywise.
Yeah, good old Jim.
It was when Fletcher was a bassist after...
That's pretty sweet.
David died or whatever.
So he pulled you right up on stage, then?
Yeah, he pulled me right up on stage, and we sung that song together, and then, like, they did a couple more songs. And I looked down in the crowd, and there's my ex-girlfriend sitting right there.
Oh, yes.
She was this guy that, like, she threatened a date or whatever, and, like, she was dating him right then, and I was just like,
yeah, just give him the finger.
Yeah, right. You know, out of all these people in the crowd that I could see, like I make eye contact with my ex-girlfriend. Like, it was the craziest shit.
Isn't that the best feeling ever, though?
Just
that dominant, like...
I mean, I'm on stage. Yeah, I'm on stage. I'm fuck punk rocker, whatever. Not really. I really don't really classify myself as that, but, you know, whatever.
Well, yeah, it's still pretty sweet, though. I mean, because then you not necessarily get jealous, but she'd be like, man, you know.
No, she pointed at me and she went, oh.
No, it's Matt.
That was back in the day when, like, the dragon cocktail shirts were cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like you had, like, big dragons on your shirts and shit like that.
Oh, the 90s.
Yeah. It was awesome, man. So he pulls me up, and so the set gets over, and security's like, oh, you got to go this way. And I attached myself to Jim. I was like, hey, look, would it be cool if I just came out and hang out with you guys on the bus? And he was like, sure. You know, I got no problem with that. So he took me backstage, which is, you know, across the Phoenix parking lot. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I'm walking with Pennywise, like, Fletcher's to my right.
Right. Like, you're just
Jim's right in front of me. Yeah.
With the band.
Yeah. It was amazing, man. And, it, you know, at this point, I'm 18, so it was a shit, dude. And I'm just smoking cigarettes. And I'm just, like, asking him questions. And everybody's handing me beers. And all these girls are running through me like, oh, my God, who are you? I'm like, I am Matt Connolly.
I'm the road manager.
Right. I have a penis.
I don't know if you know this, but
So we get to their tour bus, and it's huge. I mean, it's humongous. And I was like, hey, is it cool if I come hang out with you guys? And Jim was like, yeah, no problem. So we go on the bus, and I get to look around, and like, like, it's huge. And he shows me the bunks and shit like that, the fucking shitter, you know, everything that's important.
The whole tour,
man.
The grand tour of the Pennywise tour bus.
It took about 15 seconds. It was,
this is it.
Right. But we walk in there, and there's like a cooler full of beers. And like, so I grabbed one. We're just drinking everything like that. And, this magazine writer comes in, and she's like, I got to get a couple minutes with Jim, so you guys all got to go. So they literally kicked me and the whole band off the bus besides Jim.
Okay.
Yeah, so...
seems fair.
Yeah. So I get kicked out of the bus, and I'm sitting outside, and there's a bunch of, like, skateboard representatives and, like, punk rock bands. I think, I mean, obviously, like, Ice-T was there, and, like just a bunch of other, like, Lesson Jake was there that year.
That was, like, a great year to do
It was a good Warped Tour, and these guys were just all just, like, sitting around chatting, you know what I mean? Like, nothing's ever happening. And then Jim gets done with his interview, and, like, he comes off the bus. He's like, oh, man, I'm so glad you're still here. I was like, well, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm a humongous fan. I'm not going to go anywhere. You know, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. Mm-hmm. And he takes me over to like the Phoenix Center, like right where the cement starts, and like he jumps up and he sits down. He's like, "Come on, dude." Mm-hmm. So I jumped up and I sat down, and I got to sit there and chat with him for like, you know, half an hour.
That's been
and all we do is sit there and like people watch, and it was great.
Just shoot the shit, nothing real. Do you remember any of the conversation? Like what you guys talked about, or
no,
anything specific, or just
no,
like, what's up,
was,
man?
Yeah, it was amazing though. It was, you know, it was one of those things that just kind of like, it was surreal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's pretty sweet.
And we're just fucking sitting there like drinking beers the whole fucking time. And like all these girls are coming up to him and like, getting autographs and stuff like that. And I kind of got into it. I was like, you know what? We're kind of busy right now. So if you guys could just
excuse us.
No. And Jim looks at me. He goes, what are you doing? He's like, they're okay. You know, like, go ahead and let them, you know,
let them come up to us. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so they put me in check a little bit. And then, it gets later and we go back to their bus. And, I looked at him. I said, hey, you know, my friends are humongous fans of you guys too. Would it be cool if I went and got them and then we just hung out with you guys? And he was like, yeah, no problem.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I shot across the fucking Phoenix parking lot, and I picked up Sean and Mitch and Rachel. And I was like, you know what? I got a surprise for you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Where have you been?
Yeah. No, they were so pissed.
Right.
They were like, they were like, you're so fucking dead. I'm going to fucking kick your ass and blah, 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 blah. I was like, first of all, no. You guys still have beers left too. So let me
Absolutely
have one of those.
Not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Sean, I French kissed your wife. just saying. yeah, so I got those guys, and we literally walked from the parking lot to Pennywise's bus, and we got to go on the bus, dude. And Jim was standing at the door. He's so awesome, dude. He's like, yeah, come on. And the first person I see is this guy with his fucking big blonde spikes. And he's like, dude, that's a dope ass shirt. Cause you know, the dragons cocktail shirt or whatever. That was punk rock. You know, back then it was, you know, I had Vans and like, you know, some long ass shorts and like,
oh yeah,
cocktail shirt on.
So 90s. I love it.
Yeah. And he goes, hey, you ever heard of Blink 182? I was like, well, no, man. You know, this is my favorite band right here. It's, you know, it's Pennywise. He's like, well, keep an ear out for me, man. It ended up being Mark from Blink 182. He's sitting on the Pennywise's bus.
No shit.
Yeah, just bullshitting with us. And he was super cool. But yeah, that was about it. I mean, you can't really make that shit up.
You can't, because there's no way you plan that. You're just like, I'm just gonna go check out the show, just watch, hang out. You know, maybe I'll get to watch is usually how that goes, because it's a whole festival. So you're like, yeah, maybe I'll get to see my favorite band because there's so many people playing. And then you're like, wait, am I on stage right now? That's pretty cool.
Exactly.
Oh, is that my ex-girlfriend? Awesome.
I know. I saw the ex-girlfriend too.
Yeah.
Holy shit. You guys out there are just like, wow, that's pretty amazing. You know it is. I mean, that's like,
it is. I mean, I like that probably, I mean, that is pretty sweet that you get to see and hang out like you did. and especially with your best friends. And then,
yeah,
I think the best part of that entire story, though, is that your ex-girlfriend saw you be way cooler than the guy she was with.
Yeah.
Because he's like, I just bought these tickets for you. And then you're like, that's my ex-boy. Wait.
He was so lame.
Because technically, she would have been the girl on the bus with you if...
Definitely. That week would have been her week.
She would have had a great time at Warped Tour, but she probably... Oh, man.
You know, the weird thing, when we got on the bus with when Mark was there, he looked at me. He's like, you ever heard of Blink-182? I was like, no, you know, not at all. And he was like, he was like, dope shirt, Chad. And it's like a week later, I'm watching MTV, and there they are running across the screen naked. You know. Oh, my.
Yeah, and everyone's like...
Work sucks. I know. You know, that's
awesome. Everyone's like, what's this shit? And now it's like, holy shit.
Right?
Blink-182.
Yeah, I mean, it's fucking, it was a huge band. They were really great guys, and it was a really great experience.
This concludes another edition of One Crazy Story. If you want to find out more about Matt or listen to his podcast, you can always go to matthewaddison.co. And also, if you want to find out more about our show and the past guests we've had, you can always find us online on Twitter at One Crazy Story. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it.